Welcome to Identity Church Sunday morning message, where sonship is revealed. Stay tuned at the end of this message to receive more information about resources available through Identity Church. Now grab your Bible, sit back, and enjoy a message from Identity Church that is already in progress.
Instead of chit-chatting, here's what we're going to do. Everybody under the age of 18, I want you on the floor up here. Bring your tablets. Bring your whatever. Yeah, that's you too, buddy. And if we need to take this row out, we will. As a matter of fact,
take them out, Charlie.
Yeah, let's do that. I just want two of them up here. Yeah.
In the middle?
Yeah. Nope. Yeah, just those out of the way. Just trying to make some room for them. You know, I think we probably don't need to take any more chairs out. Yeah, Diane. Wow. Lord Jesus. Okay. Hi, I'm Pastor Charlie. What's your name? What's your name? What's his name? What's his name? David. What's the little ones? David and Nathan. Okay. Hey, you. Hey, Blondie. Hey, you. What's your name? Noah. Did I get anybody here? Cool. Who's back there? Who's back there? So we, Michaela, Michael. Wow. I want to talk to you about a girl named Mary. And she had two friends named Mary. So have you ever met somebody with the same name as you have? Or somebody that has, like, where's Charles? That big biker dude. His name's Charles. The usher? Well, my name is Charles. We have the same name, but trust me, we're different. So I want to talk to you about three Marys. And first Mary, I want Hannah to come sit right here. Did you guys see Hannah worshiping today? Was she flying the flags? Was she worshiping? Well, when I saw Hannah, she reminded me of Mary in the Bible. Mary was worshiping God. Young girl, a little bit younger than her. She was, what, 12, 13, something like that? Yeah. Act like you're 12 today. But she was worshiping God, and God showed up, hovered over her like a big cloud, and ministered to her. Angels were in the room. And because of that encounter, she got pregnant. How many have brothers and sisters? Okay, well, Mary, with her first baby, was because she had a time with God. Now, here's the problem. She didn't have, you got a boyfriend?
No.
No. See, this reminds me, didn't have a boyfriend, wasn't married, but she had time with God. And because she had time with God and God found her to be holy and pure and righteous and all those words that we don't understand, God gave her a baby. Now, here's the problem, is that the society didn't think that she could have an encounter with God and have a baby. But she had a baby named Jesus. Anybody, you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Do you all know Jesus?
No.
You didn't? You want to?
No, you don't.
Yeah, we'll figure that one out in a minute. Here's the issue, is that not only did Mary have this baby named Jesus, and he was perfect, she had other kids. See, we think Jesus was just perfect little child in his perfect little family, and there were no problems. The problem is that she had three more boys and a couple of girls. How many have a brother or sister who's like perfect? Mom and dad think that kid's perfect. I know. Listen, I have three older sisters, and I was mom's favorite. That's one of my sisters over there. She'll tell you, was I mom's favorite? There we go. See? So we have moms who have kids. Sometimes we think our brother, our sister is the favorite, and we're not. But that's not true. Because moms have the ability to love every one of us equally. Right? Now, I want to talk to you about another lady named Mary. Not Mary, the mother of Jesus, but her name was Mary Magdalene. She was a rich lady. You ever seen rich people with lots of money? You ever seen people with lots of money and they're mean? This lady in the Bible, Mary Magdalene, was rich and mean. A rich, mean lady named Mary. Not Mary, the mother of Jesus. This is the rich, mean lady named Mary. The problem is she had devils. And when Jesus grew up, he ran into this Mary, the rich lady, and he cast seven devils out of her. And the mean lady went to a nice lady, but she still had money. And that's the kind of Mary I want to meet. Not a mean rich Mary, but a nice Mary. And so Jesus, because he was sent to take care of the sins of the world, he runs into this Mary, and she becomes nice. But she becomes a disciple of Jesus. She follows him around. She gives him money. She loved Jesus. This particular Mary was there the day they crucified Jesus on the cross. Jesus died so your sins could be forgiven, and that you could know God the Father. She was there that day. So anytime Jesus will touch somebody and make them from mean to nice, they become a devoted disciple of Jesus. The issue here is that she was there at the cross. She was also the first one at the tomb when Jesus rose from the dead. You realize this is Mother's Day, right? This is all about girls. She outran Peter. She outran John. Some people say that, John was the first one there. No, Mary, a woman, a girl, a rich girl, was at the tomb when Jesus came out of the tomb. Now, there's a third Mary in the Bible I want to talk about. This is Mary from Bethany. Now, she had a sister named Martha, and she had a brother named Lazarus. Now, Mary, she got in trouble because in those days, girls were not allowed to be in school with the boys. Can you believe that? The boys and the girls weren't allowed to study under the rabbi, under the teacher. But Mary from Bethany, Martha's sister, saw something about Jesus, And she sat at his feet when he sat, just like Hannah and I, sat and he taught the scriptures. He taught how God loved them. He taught who he was and how he was sent to the earth because of the forgiveness of sin. And he was going to reconcile people just like you and me back to God. But this girl broke all the rules. Anybody got a sister like that? Yeah, no. Where's my sister? You know, sometimes girls just break the rules. But she broke all the rules to do what? To sit at the feet of Jesus. Now, her sister, Martha, and I have sisters like Martha, was mad at Mary because Martha was making sandwiches and thinking, you should be working. And Mary's like, no, I'm going to sit at the feet of Jesus and learn something. I'm going to learn who God is and how much God loves me. So I want to talk to you about what Mary, you are. Are you a rich Mary who used to be mean and is now nice? Some of you might think Jesus needs to talk to my mama. I have three sisters. Jesus needs to talk to them sometimes. Listen, I want to tell you that today's Mother's Day. And all three of those Marys, if you look in scriptures, had babies. They were mothers. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was handpicked by God. Society and culture said she must have been evil because supernatural, that couldn't happen the way it happened. But she was a good mom. She had other children. She was a good mom to all of the children. That rich lady that used to be mean now became nice. I'm telling you, if you receive Jesus, you can have the wealth and you can have joy and you don't have to be mean to have it. And that's the kind of mom, that's the kind of Mary you need to be. Now, you can also sit at the feet of Jesus and learn, just like the boys. Some of us boys need to move over and let the girls sit at the feet of Jesus. I don't know why I'm looking down here. Why am I looking down here? Oh, you remind me of me. So can we make room for the girls? Yeah, a little more attitude, please. Yeah, okay. See, because that makes us a family. The boys and the girls can sit at the feet of Jesus. We can let our moms and our dads know that we've received Jesus in our heart, that we can have success because of him. How many knows that Jesus loves you? Has everybody here, have you received Jesus as your Savior in your heart? Have you received Jesus? Would you like to? Raise your hand if you want to receive Jesus today. You want to receive Jesus? You want to receive Jesus? Okay, stand up. You that raised your hands want to receive Jesus, we're going to pray a prayer. Did you want to receive Jesus today? You're only half standing up. You either stand up or stand up. Okay. All of you standing up, come here. Come on up here. Stand right here. Just stay right there. Come here, sweetie. Okay. Here, let's hold hands. All of us hold hands. Okay, and we're going to pray. Okay. Say this after me. Say, Jesus, thank you for loving me. Thank you for dying on the cross and forgiving my sins. I ask you to come into my heart and give me eternal life. I thank you for what you've already done. And tell your mom you're a good kid. In Jesus' name. Amen. There we go. Now, Hannah has a message. No, I'm just kidding. Come here. You better come here. Okay, that grandpa thing didn't work. Mamas, listen to me. Could you imagine Mary petitioning God the Father to take away the pain and the sorrow that she was experiencing when Jesus was finishing the assignment he was given? Some of you carry the same kind of authority in the heavenlies, that the angels can come and do business on your children and your children's children. I am a witness that if my mother had not held on to the promises God gave her about me when she was carrying me in the womb, I would not be sitting here talking to you about how good God is. Mamas, grandmamas, you're powerful. Heaven hears you. Do not turn loose of your promises. He entrusted you with children and grandchildren. Spiritual moms, he's entrusting you. Do not quit praying. Do not quit believing. And you will see God's hand in your relationships, in your family, in your lineage. But there is a move that's going on right now that women are going to take their governmental place within the kingdom. You're not babysitters. You have been raising giant killers. Happy Mother's Day. Amen.
Thank you for tuning into today's message from Identity Church. To know more about us, go to identitychurch.net, where you'll find resources such as a calendar, media, and upcoming events. You can also download an app for your mobile device from the Apple App Store or Google Play. Then from your mobile device, you can hear our messages, read the Bible, take notes, connect with us on social media, and even pay your tithe. Again, thank you for tuning into Identity Sunday Morning Message, where sonship is revealed. Have a blessed day.